Don't pay retail for your diamond engagement ring or gift. Come to cleanorigin.com. Founded by a leading family in the diamond industry for more than a century, we're experts in lab-grown diamonds because that's all we do. Clean Origin, the only diamond jewelers who give you a 100-day, no-questions-asked return on your purchase. Head to cleanorigin.com or one of our retail stores and mention code RADIO10 for 10% off your purchase. That's cleanorigin.com, code RADIO10.
All right, I'll see you Thursday.
Thursday night?
Okay. It's Thursday, the day before Friday, the day after Wednesday, 2 days after Tuesday.
Thursday.
Because it's Wednesday.
Thursday.
Thursday.
Yeah, Thursday.
Thursday, I don't care about you. Thursday doesn't even start.
So sometime between now and Thursday, I've got to come up with a small fortune.
It's the gateway to the weekend. Thursday. Now here's Bob and Sherry.
A big welcome to the Bob and Sherry Show, and nice to have everybody with us. I'm here in my sunroom studio, and I'm looking out on my deck, and it's not a good scene right now. Mary found an old sweatshirt that she bought on Nantucket Island and forgot about it. And we were on Nantucket Island probably 6 years ago. Well, she spent money on it. It's real good looking. It's bright red. It says Nantucket Island on it. And somehow it, with the move and everything, it just got put in the back of a closet or somewhere. And she found it and she washed it in the washing machine. And she didn't want to put it in a dryer. So she put it out on the patio furniture yesterday afternoon in the sun to dry out. And overnight, we got a stray shower or two, and it rained pretty hard, evidently, for about an hour. And the sweatshirt that says Nantucket that she really is looking forward to wearing is soaked. So I am sitting here trying to figure out how that was my fault. Because
how is that your fault?
I know it's coming. Oh, I know it's coming. She's going to look at it. And she's going to say something like, on the top of my head, why didn't you tell me it was going to rain? Well, I didn't know that it was. You do this radio show and you talk about the weather all the time. You talk about you got weather in your garden with rain. Why didn't you tell me it was going to rain? Now I have. I know that's coming. As soon as she spies it, as soon as she gets up, I am going to be responsible in some way, shape, or form for that occurrence. Why is that? Why does that happen?
So I used to depend on you to tell me what the weather was. I understand that. I mean, I was in the same room with you and had access to the same National Weather Service data you did, but I just never looked at it. I expected you to tell me if it was going to rain or if I needed a coat.
This is why, yeah, that, you know what? I am very weather-centric. I really appreciate a good day. I'll be walking down the street with the dog and Mary, and it's like 71 degrees. There's no humidity, the bright sunshine. And I will say, what a day. This is fantastic. She says nothing. She says nothing. Why do you not? This is such a gift, you know, but that's what it is. She's going to say, you're always up to date on this. So you should have spotted a shower, a rogue shower. And it'll be my fault.
This used to for the longest time. I would say to Kevin, is it going to rain today? Is it going to be cold? How cold is it? Do I need a hoodie? And he would say, you have the same weather app on your phone. You have the same weather app on your phone. And I would just give him a blank stare. And I was like, I don't do weather. But I'm used to Bob telling me what the weather is. And then one day it happened. It was so beautiful. He gave up. And instead
really?
Of telling me, woman, you have the same weather app. Now he tells me, well, it's definitely going to be pretty hot by 3 o'clock, or yeah, it's going to rain, or no, you probably don't need a coat. Like now he just does it. He one day he just gave up, and now it's like I have you back again telling me what to wear and what the weather's going to do. And that's how I like
did it to
Bob.
Myself, though. You're right. Yeah. I did it to myself because she would say, and because you've got it right there in your hand, you know. She would say, we're going to go out in the boat. Is it going to be windy? Yes, 5 to 8 mile per hour winds. So I've been doing this sort of thing, and that's how I get blamed for the sweatshirt, is that I need to know about a passing shower at 2 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah. I mean, I expect.
Yeah. That.
I mean,
seems a little unfair.
I'll wake up in the middle of the night and I'll hear thunder and I'll say, you didn't tell me this was coming.
Yeah. Right. Right.
You should be really glad because that's a sign that you are useful and necessary. You should feel good about it instead of being a whiny baby about it. You should be proud
to be
useful
and necessary. You know what that implication is? At least you're good for something. That's exactly hey, what that sounded like.
Hey, hey, we both know lots of people that ain't good for nothing. We
that's
do. We know
lots
of people that ain't good for nothing.
That was good.
Nothing.
Sherry, that was a good one right there.
You're good for plenty, mister.
I'm good for something.
Yeah, you're good for something. Right. Uh-huh. All right. Well done, Bob. Well done.
Morons in the news right around the corner. This is Bob and Sherry.
Use the Talk Back feature.
Talk Back feature.
On the free Bob and Sherry app and leave us a message.
Go to bobandsherry.com and tell us about your mom to win our More Than a Mother prize pack. You'll win a Mother of Pearl necklace from Landon Lacey Jewelry, a custom Mother's Day pillow from Check Feather and Down, and our limited edition of Mother of All Mothers swag.
Okay, well, we have a big Bob and Sherry announcement we're going to do in just a moment here. So if you've been listening to us for a while, hang on. It's kind of a big deal for us. But before we get to that, I still read newspapers. I read the New York Times and a local newspaper. I know a lot of people don't. They, you know, get their news other places. But I like newspapers. I think they do a very good job. But once in a while, they get it wrong. And there is a newspaper called The Sentinel. And they had a typographical error in their story about a local artist. And so they reprinted a Setting It Straight little article about how it's a correction is what it does. I'll just read it. Due to a typing error, a story on local artist John Henninger mistakenly reported that Henninger's bandmate, Eric Lyde, was on drugs. The story should have said that Lyde was on drums. The Sentinel regrets the error. So it would have read, Eric Lyde, who's on drugs, has been together with John Henninger for 5 years. And there will be people who never see the correction.
Oh, yeah. Because yeah, it's on the back page.
Yeah, that's right. That's exactly right. Well, here's the announcement. You want to take it away, Sherry? Tell everybody what's going on with us.
We are so shocked and flattered and delighted to be nominated in this year's class for the Radio Hall of Fame, which is a really, really big deal. There are, I think, 24 nominees, and I do believe six people nominated will get in. And so we're nominated along with some legends like Diane Rehm that everybody's heard of. And it's just
retired
a really big deal.
NPR.
Yeah, it's a really big deal, especially in our business. And it's no public voting. So it's not like we can go to the website and vote for us. It's a committee of Radio Hall of Fame people. But we're in there with Crook and Chase for my country music fans. And Diane Rehm, as I said, a guy named Kid Leo that Bob knows, that's been in the business for a very, very long time. And then a bunch of other really awesome broadcasters. So we'll see. We won't know for another couple of months how the voting goes. But it's a really cool thing in our world. And I just want to say,
It's a national award. We've been in Hall of Fames locally, which are
no,
very,
you've
very...
been in Hall of Fames locally. You are in Hall of Fames, not me, not we, you.
I'm using the editorial.
And that's good, and I'm really proud of you. But this is the first time for the show.
Mm-hmm.
And I just want to say we're thrilled about the nomination and really honored and flattered. And none of this would be happening for us if not for you, who listens to this craziness.
Oh, yeah.
So,
right.
Yeah. And if not for all of the people who you don't hear who make it possible for the show to even happen, from Max and Doc, of course, to Heather and Tony and our producer, Stephen Call, and our engineer and all of our affiliates and all of our program directors. Like, we would just be talking to ourselves like crazy people if not for all of the unseen people that make the show happen, and then for all of you who actually listen to it. So thank you, thank you, thank you. We're going to ride this high until we can't ride this high anymore. We really appreciate it.
That's right. It's Bob and Sherry.
It's the Bob and Sherry off-air podcast called The Oddcast.
I was listening to the podcast.
With stuff we wouldn't, couldn't, or shouldn't do on the regular show.
Podcast.
On the current Oddcast, Bob, Sherry, and Lamar speak with actor Gary Sinise about Wounded Heroes Day. Don't miss it. The Bob and Sherry off-air podcast called The Oddcast.
I heard your podcast.
Yes, please go on.
On the free Bob and Sherry app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Morons, and the news is sponsored by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Bob and Sherry.
You see, that's all I could come up with because I'm an idiot.
With Morons in the News.
Sometimes a headline says it all. Here's the headline from Yolo County, California. Meth, pills, and farm animals seized during traffic stop in Yolo County. And here is the story behind the story. Over 70 grams of methamphetamine, hundreds of counterfeit pills, goats, and chickens were seized from a stolen vehicle. After stopping the vehicle, deputies searched this truck and allegedly found 78 grams of meth, 645 counterfeit oxycodone pills filled with fentanyl, and, along with the drugs, two goats and three chickens were on board, the sheriff's office said. The goats and the chickens are now safely in the hands of animal services. The suspected driver was from Seattle. I got to tell you, if I've got chickens and goats in the backseat of my Avalon, I'm a little uncomfortable. But if I'm high and there are chickens and goats that I'm driving around,
it's a good day.
Hey, Bob. If I ever see you in your Avalon with goats and chickens in the back, I'm just going to assume your own meth, okay?
That's a man who knows me. Yeah, that's a man who knows me. All right, Lamar.
Winter Haven, Florida. Larry Carter Jr. said somebody took out the passenger window of his 2023 limited edition Dodge Charger SRT Hellcat Red Eye Jailbreak. This is an actual car, and it's very expensive. And he believes they rolled the car out of his neighborhood and then started the engine. And he said, this was very special. You know, it's last call. It's got my mama's name on it. It's got Jesus on both sides. It was meant for her. That's the main reason I got the car, was because of her, to represent her. A sign on the back windshield of the car says, in loving memory of Lorena Leonard, Carter's late mother who passed away in March of 2019. Carter said he didn't take the car out very often, but when he did, his mother came with him. He kept some of her ashes in the cup holder, and those ashes were also stolen. She meant the world. Actually, her and my dad, really, I felt like when I lost both of them, I feel like I was nobody. I feel like I don't have anybody. They were in my corner. Carter immediately called the police, and he called again on Tuesday morning after he found his mother's ashes hanging out of his mailbox. Carter said he worked to preserve the evidence. I took my shirt, I closed it, closed the lid because I didn't want to put my fingerprints on it. While Carter is still holding out hope he will get his custom car back, he is relieved to be reunited with his mother's ashes. That's a priceless possession. They still got a good heart, just their mind is messed up, said Carter. Whoever it was, they still got a good heart. It's all him. Oh,
What a forgiving man.
What's the name of that car again? The Red Eye Hellcat too. Demon Flyer? What is it?
Dodge Charger SRT Hellcat Red Eye Jailbreak. It's got like 800 horsepower. It's like a crazy. It's almost a $100,000 car. Yeah.
Dodge makes a $100,000 car. Wow, yep. I have no idea.
But the thief brought back his mama's ashes. That's a classy thief. He's still a thief, but it's a classy thief.
Yeah, he is.
But that gives me hope for humanity. You know, you stole the red-eyed Hellcat Charger thing, but you brought back mama's ashes. You know, people don't always do that. Now, I'm really sorry for all the passengers at Dallas-Fort Worth International Airport who thought they were flying to Tokyo, and then their flight was canceled, and their flight was canceled because the pilot was too drunk to fly. That's one of those good news, bad news situations. On the one hand, trying to get to Tokyo. On the other hand, you're kind of glad that the pilot is not at the helm. So the pilot, the night before, had gone out with crew members and got highly intoxicated. And after they left the restaurant, the festivities continued at the hotel lounge and then up in the pilot's room. At about 2 o'clock in the morning, a hotel employee said, "Y'all need to be quiet." But the pilot was so drunk and disorderly that police were called. The pilot was questioned and given a stern warning, and the airline was notified. Because the pilot was unfit to fly, and they couldn't find a replacement, and 157 passengers had to get moved around to a whole handful of other flights. But you know what? Before you judge, I just want to remind you that on that particular flight, yeah, the pilot was three sheets to the wind, but the wings and all the doors did not fall off the plane.
Round of applause. That's a plus.
Round of applause.
Safest flight. Right. Safe. Yeah. Very safe flight.
This
Never left the ground.
Is Bob and Sherry.
It's the stuff we wouldn't, couldn't, shouldn't do on the regular show. The Oddcast. Oddcast on the free Bob and Sherry app.
I think most of us have mixed feelings about AI. Like, my son-in-law works with AI to help perfect cardiovascular health and surgery. So, you know, I don't have a problem with that. But there's a lot of AI that's used, and it's used for nefarious reasons. You know, somebody's picture is not really who they are, and so on and so forth. And this is an example of where it really got bad. AI priest, this is the headline, AI priest is defrocked after complaints that he was creepy. A virtual priest named Father Justin was launched by a San Diego-based Christian group, which was called, I'm not even going to say what they are. It was used as an interactive tool, but he was quickly defrocked because of complaints rolling in that Father Justin was creepy while taking confessions. One person noted that the AI tool told parents they could baptize their baby in Gatorade if they so chose. The AI bot is still a part of the church, but it's now simply called Justin, not Father Justin. You know,
hey Bob, there's no way I'm going to confession with an AI bot.
That is
so sacrilegious and disgusting.
Absolutely. Yes, totally.
Hard no. Hard
Listen,
no.
Confession is hard enough when you have a priest that you can hear on the other side of that little window, right? Because, you know, you have to really be solid with yourself that you're going to be giving this up to another human being. That's the whole idea. But when you're giving it up to something that's not even a human being, it totally negates the effort, does it not?
For me, it comes down to this. If my choice is between talking directly to God or to a robot, I'll just go right to God.
Right to God.
I don't need a robot intermediary. What a load of garbage.
I know.
How is that even a thing?
I can't believe that they did this. And if they're still using it as a tool, but not, thank God, confessions. This is Bob and Sherry.
Don't pay retail for your diamond engagement ring or gift. Come to cleanorigin.com. Founded by a leading family in the diamond industry for more than a century, we're experts in lab-grown diamonds because that's all we do. Clean Origin, the only diamond jewelers who give you a 100-day, no-questions-asked return on your purchase. Head to cleanorigin.com or one of our retail stores and mention code RADIO10 for 10% off your purchase. That's clean, O-R-I-G-I-N.com, code RADIO10.
Everyone Needs a Laugh is sponsored by Easy Cater. Easy Cater has everything you need to make food for work work.
It's time for Everyone Needs a Laugh. Here's comedian Maria Bamford.
My mother always told me, she always said,
Listen, if a boy doesn't like you, okay, it is just because he is intimidated by your beauty, because you are the most beautiful girl in the whole world. And if you would stop doing impersonations of me, maybe other people could see that. I like to do different voices in my act because my own voice does not command the respect and the attention that I believe I deserve. I go into some fancy shop and say, "Hi, can I get some help?" They'd be like, "No, little girl, we're not serving little girls today." But you know, if I went in there and was like, "Hi, what's your name? Cindy? Cindy, I need to speak with your manager. Thanks a lot, sweetheart."
Wow.
I used to work in an office, and I miss the excitement. Miss the excitement waking up every day. I didn't know if I was going to go in and file something, or type something, or like, file something I just typed. I decided that the worse the job is, the more excited the temporary representative seems to be about it.
"Hello, Maria. This is from Judy from TRC Staffing in Glendale. Good morning. I have an incredible opportunity here for you today. $5 an hour, alphanumerical filing in an industrial warehouse. I thought of you first."
I kept expecting it to get worse.
"Hello, Maria. This is Judy. Tijuana, Mexico, loading fruit trucks. You need to be there in a half hour, corporate dress." "Hello, Marie, this is it. I have a feeling. Temptapurm, Thailand. You are sold into prostitution, but there is free parking."
I used to have this really creepy, creepy boss. He always come up to me and say stuff like, "I really like it when you wear your hair like that." "Why don't you come in the meeting? Take shorthand, cheer up the guys with your pretty face." "Come on, smile for me. You look so much more beautiful when you smile." Like, I go in his office and say stuff like, "Hi. I really love the way your gray, curly neck hair comes up over the edge of your peach, poly weave, sweat-stained sports shirt. Why don't you come in my cubicle and tell me more about my partial dental benefits after 90 days? Come on, smile for me. The fact that I net $6.49 an hour to provide you with a sexual stimulation you're not man enough to get in your personal life is so much more apparent when you smile." As I'm getting older, I realize all my dreams are not going to come true. My mom almost wanted me to be Miss America. And there's never been a Miss America whose talent has been stand-up. And I think I could have been a contender.
"As your Miss America, I travel to chuckle buckets all over this great country, spreading awareness about the fact that airline food is of a poorer quality than regular food. Hey, what's up with that?" "And to all those little girls out there, I tell them to keep reaching for the stars, because those are the only people who can help you. And if someone yells at you to take off your top, you just say, 'Hey, jackass, you're confusing a comedy club with the place where your mama works.' Thank you."
She is fantastic.
Maria Bamford. Wow. And we'll get that set posted up at BOBANDSHERI.com. This is Bob and Sherry.
The Bob and Sherry website, the Oddcast, contest info, BobandSherry.com.
If you know a teacher, or you are a teacher that would love to enjoy a summer vacation from Visit Florida, go to BobandSherry.com and enter our Trip for Teachers contest. We're sending teachers to stay at Margaritaville Beach Resort in Fort Myers Beach, Florida.
This is the Oregon winner of the $1.3 billion Powerball. So it's a guy named It's a 46-year-old guy named Charlie Siffin. I think that's how he pronounces his name. And he and his wife and their friend Liza Chow all chipped in $100. They bought $100 worth of lottery tickets. And the three of them are splitting the prize. So what he opted for, the lump sum payment, which the grand prize was $1.3 billion, but he got to walk away with $422 million after taxes and everything was done. And that split between he, his wife, and their friend. And he said he just felt lucky. He felt like, I have a feeling I can win this. He said, I never thought I would win this big, but I had a feeling that I could win it. And you're probably wondering, what is Charlie going to do with his share of $422 million? Is he going to buy a yacht? Is he going to buy a bunch of luxury houses? Is he going on a worldwide cruise? What is Charlie doing with his giant Powerball win? Let's listen.
And I came to America in 1994. And I graduated from high school in 1996. And I working since then until 2016. And then I found out I have a cancer. So since 2016, I've been battling with cancer for 8 years now. Currently, I'm still having chemotherapy. I just had one last Monday, and I'm still fighting. I got no hair because of chemotherapy. And I'm grateful for a lottery and how I have been blessed with this prize. I will be able to provide for my family and my health. And I pray for blessing. My prayer will answer. And my life has been changed. Now I can bless my family and find a good doctor for myself. And thank you very much.
What do you do for work? And do you plan on still doing that?
So you mean before or from now on?
So yeah, I guess leading up to now.
I didn't work because I canceled battles. I was on disability.
Oh. What were you doing before you went on disability?
Oh, before I was on disability, I worked for on Pioneer Aerospace that make airplanes component. Yeah, it was a CNC setup, proof,
y'all,
edit.
He's using his lottery winnings to pay for cancer treatment.
That's something.
Sit with that for a second. He said that he had written the numbers down that he wanted to play in the Powerball, and he put them under his pillow. And he slept with them under his pillow. And every night he prayed to God saying, I need some help. I don't want to die yet unless I've done something for my family first. Please don't let me die and leave my family not taken care of. And then they won the lottery ticket. When he told his wife, he said, we're billionaires. She thought he was joking. Then she was on her way to work and he called her and he said, you don't have to go to work anymore. We won the lottery. He called his mother. She couldn't believe it. And he said that he's going to use this money not just to provide for his family, but to get treatment, the right treatment for his cancer. That is, of all the things I've ever heard, you know, I'm going to pay off my house and go on vacation. I'm buying a horse. I have never seen someone stand in front of a camera. And he's been sick. He is really in the fight for his life. And say, I needed this lottery win to pay my doctor. I mean, that sat me down so hard. And I'm so, you know, you're often like a little bit, if you're honest, right, you're a little bit salty with some of these lottery winners because it'll be like 88-year-old man wins the lottery. And you're like, oh, come on. Like, but this guy is only, right? You know what I'm saying? Like, we all know what we think. But this guy's 46 years old and, you know, God willing, he's got lots of time left in front of him. But the idea that you would say, I prayed to win the lottery so that I could have cancer treatment.
And take care of family members.
buddy.
Yeah, we've never had one of those before. I'm going to be honest, and tell me if you felt the same way. I was surprised by two things. The first thing was that he, what'd you say, 42 years old?
You Six. Never,
46. Seemingly, 46 years old. Seemingly, you don't hear of people that age, that young, frankly, winning the lottery. And the other thing was, I know the deal with taking the cash, and I certainly know the deal with taxes. But does, you know, 400 and some odd
like
million. It does.
It's,
yeah.
It's
got
less 1.3 than
billion.
Half.
That's like, yeah, I know. And it's like
less
a third.
Than half.
He got like a third.
Yeah.
That's wrong.
Yeah. But hey, somebody's got to pay taxes so that Jeff Bezos can go to outer space because he's not paying taxes.
Right.
You know,
I mean,
don't you want our millionaire tech bros to go to outer space for funsies, Bob? Don't be that guy.
I do want them to go.
We want them to go. Let's start a GoFundMe for his next trip. It's Bob and Sherry.
It's the stuff we wouldn't, couldn't, shouldn't do on the regular show. The Oddcast. Oddcast on the free Bob and Sherry app.
I don't know exactly what's about to happen here, but Lamar said to us before the show started today, he goes, y'all, I got a monkey story. And we are all here for Lamar's monkey story. So what?
We got some good friends, and they went to Mexico on a trip. And so they're just really nice resorts, you know, and everything's going great. So they're down in the lobby, and somebody in the lobby said, hey, there's a monkey up on the fourth floor. So they're like, well, who doesn't want to see a monkey? So they jump in the elevator, and they go to the fourth floor. Well, when the door opens, there's the monkey. And they thought he ran down the hall, but then when they step out, he just moved to the right a little bit. So her husband steps out, and the monkey holds up his hand like he's wanting to do a high five. And my buddy's like, hey, this is cool. So he goes to high five the monkey. Well, when he does, the monkey grabs his hand and goes up his arm and wraps himself around his head. And he is completely wrapped up, okay?
Was he freaking out? Was your friend freaking out?
He was trying to stay calm, but his wife, she looked at that, and she swears that the elevator got called back. But I'm pretty sure the elevator didn't get called back. She left him for dead. She hit the button and she went back down. Okay. She left him.
So she's out of the lobby. With a monkey?
She left him
around
with the
his
monkey.
Head.
Well, listen. She said the only thing she thought could happen if she went out, the monkey might jump on her. And she wasn't, that was just no way. So it was her job to go get help. So she goes back down and she goes to the lobby and she goes, there's a monkey on my husband. I need some help. So she goes to security and she tells security that there's a monkey wrapped around her husband. And the security's like, oh, ma'am, we will have to call somebody else. We do not handle the monkey. And so she runs back to the elevator and she goes back up and opens the door, and the monkey is still. He's trying to get the monkey off, but he's not, you know, he's being gentle because he don't want to excite the monkey. So he's trying to get the monkey off, and she's like, I just can't have none of this. She hits a button, and she goes back down and leaves him again. So he's on his own with the monkey. So she goes back. She can't find anybody. So she goes up again, and when she gets off, he's got the monkey off. And the monkey looks at her, and she thinks the monkey is coming back to the elevator to get her. So she starts screaming as loud as she can, and then she scares the monkey, and the monkey runs off. It's just a wild monkey. There's no trainer. There's no handler. It's just the monkey. Is that?
He lives at the hotel.
In the hotel.
He's like a mascot.
He just runs around. No, he just runs around.
Hey, Lamar,
and, you know.
Can you imagine if it were flipped? And she was the one who got off the elevator.
The monkey jumped
and grabbed her by the head, and he went down and left her. Can you imagine?
Exactly. It's a good thing the monkey got on him because I'm figuring if she panicked and the monkey panicked, I don't want a panicked monkey on my head. I need a calm monkey on my head. You know what I'm saying? I mean,
wait. There's the pull.
You don't know
quote.
What you're going to get.
I don't need a panicked monkey on my head. I need, you said a calm monkey?
Calm monkey. I need a calm monkey. Yeah. Because a panicked monkey.
When you told me that this monkey went up his arm and then grabbed his head, you know what I thought of immediately? That mean monkey in Indiana Jones. Remember that one?
He was rogue.
Yeah. The monkey was doing naughty things.
The monkey didn't bite your buddy, did he? No.
Oh, he just got up there. He just clung to him. And they said it happened in like a second. He goes down to high five, and the monkey just goes right up his arm like he's a tree. And this guy's a pretty tall guy. He's a very tall guy, so it was funny.
I ain't saying I'm a better wife than her, but before I left in the elevator, if y'all think I'm not getting a picture and some video.
Exactly. That's what I thought he was going to say. And then his wife got her camera out and said, hang on.
I would be like, Kevin, hang on. This is going on Instagram. Hold up.
Exactly.
You know, and she sticks to her story. She said she didn't understand why the doors closed and it went down. I'm like, yeah, the doors closed and went down because you pushed down.
It's Bob
and Everybody's
Sherry.
Okay.
We know she's more than a mother.
Come give your mama a kiss.
Bob and Sherry want to celebrate your mom or the mother figure in your life. Just send us a brief description with a picture of you and your mom. Hit the contest tab at bobandsherry.com, and you could be one of 10 lucky winners to get a Mother of Pearl necklace from Landon Lacey Jewelry. LandonLacey.com. A custom-made Mother's Day pillow from Check Feather and Down. A limited edition Mother of All Mothers huge latte mug. A limited edition Mother of All Mothers one size fits most nightshirt.
Hello, Mother.
We know she's more than a mother. Enter now at bobandsherry.com.
Don't forget to tell your mom you love her.
Sign up for our newsletter. We never spam you.
Never did.
Get Bob and Sherry exclusives. Just go to bobandsherry.com.
Carrie Clark lives in Utah, and she got a kitten that she named Galena after her aunt rescued a pregnant stray cat. And so they went through, Carrie and this cat became best buddies. She had gone through some health stuff, and this cat was just by her side 100% of the time. And then on April 10th, Galena the cat disappeared. Carrie searched the neighborhood. They put up posters and flyers. They went on Facebook. They posted on a lost pet account in their town in Lehigh, Utah. And she said, I cried my eyes out for 7 days. And then she got a text message on April 17th saying that Galena had been found and her microchip had been scanned. And then the phone rang. The cat was in Riverside, California. The cat had been found inside a box along with some steel-toed boots that had been returned to Amazon.com. Carrie's husband had ordered multiple pairs of boots, different sizes, kept one, and then sent the rest back in a big old box on April 10th. Galena the kitty cat was sleeping in the box. The Amazon employees who opened the box to process the return said, you guys, there's a cat in here. And they took the cat to the vet and checked it. And there was a microchip and they had it scanned. They took care of Galena until Carrie was able to get the cat back. And Carrie said, she's a quiet cat. She wasn't, you know, big on meowing. That's how my husband didn't know she was in the box. They sent the cat back to Amazon.com.
You know what that says more than anything else? Amazon.com really moves quickly because that cat couldn't have been in there.
And they'll take back
anything.
Well, they said they were lucky because the weather was mild. The box had a slight tear at one of the seams because that allowed the cat to get lots and lots of air. And the Amazon employee, Brandy Hunter, who opened the box, was an animal lover and said, this is somebody's pet. I'm taking this cat to get scanned. And that's why Galena the cat is back home now.
Super nice.
What a great story. It's Bob and Sherry.
Don't pay retail for your diamond engagement ring or gift. Come to cleanorigin.com. Founded by a leading family in the diamond industry for more than a century, we're experts in lab-grown diamonds because that's all we do. Clean Origin, the only diamond jewelers who give you a 100-day, no-questions-asked return on your purchase. Head to cleanorigin.com or one of our retail stores and mention code RADIO10 for 10% off your purchase. That's cleanorigin.com, code RADIO10.
Leave us a talk back.
with the free Bob and Sherry app.
Hey, Bob, this is Robin from North Carolina. I just have to say, I double dip in my peanut butter jar, too. So, and I know a lot of people think that's gross, and it probably is gross, but I do it, and I have forewarned people that I do it. So if you want a peanut butter sandwich, you don't want it at my house.
Well, there you go. And thank you, I think. Thank you very much.
Right. I just, Bob, I can't tell you how gross I find that. Like, I have thought about, you are such a, like, if somebody said to me, tell me one thing about Bob Lacey that should make him eligible to be spared, I would say that is a fastidious, clean man. You never
That's
have to
a word
worry
that
with
came
Bob
to my
Lacey.
Mind when you, yep.
Yeah, fastidious. You never have to worry when you're with Bob Lacey that something gross is about to happen to you. And then you turned around and you took your big old tongue and swabbed it around the knife and stuck it back in the jar of Jif. And I just, it's like I'm having a nightmare.
What have I told you about my dreams over the, my germs over the years? What have I told you?
I can't accept this. Your bacteria is colonizing inside that peanut butter. Oh, I'm so grossed out.
I have helping germs. I have not been sick, and knock on wood. Tell me the last time I was ill. Tell me.
Like with a cold or something?
Yeah, with anything.
You don't catch colds, but you're kind of nuts. Can we just live in that reality?
Listen, if that's on my tombstone, I'm okay. I'm okay.
I think we have another peanut butter.
He really does believe that.
That's he does, the thing. Yeah.
It's true.
It's not just true. He's doing a bit. He believes that.
I don't think. Well, you can't disprove it. Yeah. I don't think you can disprove
it. You can't disprove it. Thank you, Lamar. Yeah.
Lamar. I was listening to the episode from the 22nd, and how dare you say that about peanut butter or Peter Pan peanut butter? I just think a formal apology is needed now from you, not my love, Bob the Mansplainer, and to the Peter Pan peanut butter community, because Peter Pan is supreme peanut butter. End of story. Anyways, I love you all so much, and like to, you know, give a hard time a little bit to Bob, because that's a sign of love, right? Bye, guys.
Let me say this.
Given a choice of a fresh sealed bottle, jar of Peter Pan versus using the same knife that Bob has just took out of his peanut butter, I will make me 5 sandwiches as long as it's coming out of a Jif jar before I would eat the Peter Pan.
We need to do
fresh.
A taste test. We need to do a taste test like on Facebook Live or something.
Let me let Kevin run that, because as you all know, he's the king of the blindfolded food taste test. Let me get him involved in testing your peanut butter. You just not only did not apologize to the Peter Pan peanut butter community, you doubled down on your disrespect.
Doubled down on it. I'm doubling down on it. Yes. I wouldn't
even
hesitate.
Tony will never approve this test. It sounds too expensive. Tony,
too many jars. Too many jars.
Yeah, Tony's going to call me later, and he's going to be like, Godmother, just get them great value. What do they know?
You know what he's going to say? He's going to say, hey, why don't you ask Doc to go to a bunch of restaurants or maybe hotels that have free peanut butter with the waffles, with the little ones? Yeah. Have Doc spend a day just tracking those down.
Now, listen, if we do a taste test, everybody wants to go before Bob does, though.
Nobody wants to go after Bob. I'm not going after Bob. As much as I love you, and I mean, I don't find you disgusting at all. You're a very attractive, sexy man, but I do not want you licking a knife and putting
it. I'm not going to have you over to my house and sharing my peanut butter like that. I live with one other person, and we
kiss. Who skeeves it. I know. I'm going to text her. I know she skeeves it.
No, please don't do that. No, don't do that. Don't do that. I am asking you not to do that.
The only peanut butter, I like Jif, Peter Pan. I mean, I'm a Jif person, but I like Jif, Peter Pan, Skippy. I like the all-natural stuff. I like the stuff you have to stir. What I will not tolerate is that random cheap generic peanut butter that has that weird texture and tastes like a bicycle tire. You know the one I'm talking
about.
Yeah,
Peter Pan.
Yeah. In fact, Bob, if I had to eat that weird generic peanut butter, I want you to lick it first, because maybe your bacteria colonizing will give it some flavor. So that is the only way.
Well, I'd be proud and confident.
It's Bob and Sherry.
She's done it again. Sherry Lynch named one of the most influential women in radio. It's Bob and Sherry. Sherry.
All right, so I wanted to give everybody an update on what's happening here at the Human Recovery and Reptile Rehabilitation Center that I'm running. So the reptile, something happened, and his lights that keep his terrarium warm, something happened to them. And so I called my daughter and said, he's cold. Like, I can tell he has hypothermia. And she was like, put a heating pad under the tank until you can get to the store to replace these light bulbs. I just want to thank my children for giving me hobbies, because, you know, I didn't know I needed one. So I put the heating pad under his tank and went over to the pet store and replaced his bulbs. Just that heating pad under his tank. He went from being curled up in a little ball under his coconut to lounging, like, with all of his arms spread out. So he's fine, and the lights are working. Everything's great. Now, on the husband front, he is up and around and moving and doing awesome. And I'm no longer having to bring him all of his meals on a little tiny tray. And I want to tell you what he made himself for breakfast today. So I'm sitting at the kitchen island. It's about 5:15 a.m. Eastern time. And I look up, and he's boiling water in the tea kettle to make himself a bag of freeze-dried, dehydrated, scrambled eggs, like that you would take on a camping trip.
I know eggs are expensive, but...
He likes, like, he's likes very traditional, like, cowboy breakfast food. And it's a lot of work, you know, it... 5 a.m. to make yourself like a traditional cowboy style breakfast. So I watched him. I sat there. I didn't say a word. And I watched him open the bag of adventure cuisine, or whatever it's called. Open the bag. He showed me the freeze-dried contents. And it looked like freeze-dried chunks of scrambled eggs, right? Then he poured the hot water in and sealed the bag up and let it sit for a while. And again, I did not say a word. And finally he said, if I fed this to you and you didn't see this bag, you would think it was delicious. And
did you take a bite?
No, I didn't. I didn't.
You could have disproved him. You missed something, an opportunity. Well,
I said to him, you know what? If I woke up in a tent and it was a crisp, cold morning, and we go and we get the fire back going, and I sit out in front of the fire, and you make me a bag of freeze-dried, dehydrated wilderness food, it would be delicious because of the context, right? It's a little bit, you've been camping, it's a little bit cold, the sun's coming up, and that would be, you'd be like, man, this is good. But I'm sitting here in my kitchen with running water and electricity, and I just don't know that a bag of freeze-dried camping food is going to be the way I want to go. But he was so pleased with himself. And after it sat for a while, I don't know how long exactly it had to sit before it reconstituted, he opened the bag, dumped it into a bowl, and said to me, I'm going to eat this outside. In the spirit that
right
it was
in your
intended.
Face. Right in
and
your
he
face.
He took his Sylvester the Cat bowl full of rehydrated scrambled eggs, and he headed out to the driveway and ate breakfast outside.
Oh my god!
It just occurred to me what marriage is after a few years. You know what it is? It's when one of your friends says, "How's your husband doing?" and you reply, but couple it with the health of a lizard. It's like, you know. Which one is more? Are you led with the lizard, actually?
Well, because, you know, the lizard, they have to be warm. And I'm so stressed out by this reptile. I told Karami yesterday, this boy needs a new home. He needs to be in a home with somebody that's like into reptiles. Because all I do is like have a racing heart that something's going to happen to this creature on my watch. And then sure enough, he was cold. He was so cold, he didn't even want to eat his worms. And I had to put him back in the refrigerator. But listen, when I put them back into the refrigerator, I hid them so that Kevin doesn't accidentally pour boiling water over and eat them for lunch.
That could happen.
Straight ahead. Oh, we got some good stuff for you straight ahead. You would not believe how long human beings have had like alcohol and music and all these sort of luxuries long before we had started inventing necessities. Because people need music to survive. And it's so fascinating, and we have it for you next. It's Bob and Sherry.
Can you believe this is sponsored by Progressive Insurance? Bundle home and auto and save. Visit progressive.com.
You read it once.
I don't believe that.
And then you read it again.
I can't believe this.
It's Bob and Sherry's.
I don't believe this.
It's weird how our whole lives from when we were little teeny tiny kids, we were always taught that civilization began with the invention of
the wheel.
The wheel. Yeah. But you would not believe how many awesome, cool things that you use every single day got invented before the wheel. And the first one is alcohol, which tells you everything you need to know about human beings. Because we were like, you know what? I'm willing to walk with that sack of rocks on my back if I can have a cold one at the end of the day. We invented booze.
Gene Shepherd said one of the first things man did when he came out of the cave was to make beer.
It's true.
This is proving it. Yeah.
It's true. We invented clothing before we invented the wheel. Y'all, we invented jewelry before we invented the wheel, which tells you so much about humanity. We're like, I'm going to have a cocktail and put on something pretty, and then I'm going to carry this bag of rocks on my back for 20 miles in the blazing sun. We invented boats before we invented the wheel. We invented maps and calendars before we invented the wheel. We invented cooking before we invented the wheel, which actually does kind of make sense. Because once you've invented alcohol, you want something besides a handful of raw berries maybe to go alongside that.
Yeah.
We invented, and this is a beautiful fact about human beings. This may be the most beautiful fact about our species that you hear today. So get ready. We invented musical instruments before we invented the wheel. That's how much music matters to the human soul. Think about that for a second. That may be the one thing that saves us from the alien overlords, that we were a species who invented music thousands of years before we invented all sorts of practical things, right? We've had musical instruments. The first musical instrument that we know of goes back 41,000 years before Christ. Now, I need you to think about that for just a second.
And Keith Richards was the guy who was playing it back then, by the way.
And getting ready. Aren't the Stones getting ready to take the stage again somewhere? Mick Jagger tweeted where they were going to be. Yeah,
yes,
they're back out on the road again. Right. Number nine, we invented glue before we invented the wheel. And we invented pottery before we invented the wheel. And the bow and arrow before we invented the wheel. I think that all of those say good things about us. How about you?
Yeah. I mean, they're all such basic things. The bow and arrow thing really got my attention there because it's a fairly complicated little thing for people to put together who haven't figured out the wheel yet. You know, I mean, you got to have the tension, right? You got to be able to aim. You've got to have the arrow sharp enough to take down an animal or whatever.
That was how you got food, though. People are food motivated, right?
And I think the person that invented the bow and arrow was the guy that had to run up and stab the mammoth, okay? Because when you're running up and stabbing the mammoth, you're close, okay? So at some point, somebody said, man, we got to stay further away from this mammoth. How do we get to go to the mammoth?
So remember we talked about how the world's oldest musical instrument is like 41,000 years BCE. They found it inside a cave in Germany. And it's a flute carved out of the bone of a vulture wing. And then there's one carved out of a mammoth tusk. And just in case you're wondering, well, what did that sound like? This is what it sounds like. This is a replica flute made out of a real vulture wing bone. How spooky. It's gorgeous, but how spooky. Yeah. So our early human ancestors were sitting around a fire in a cave, and they wanted music because the human soul craves music. They wanted it more than they wanted the wheel or a knife or anything else. And somebody said, I got a vulture bone. Somebody else said, let's try blowing into that. And the next thing you know, they're carving it and cutting out the holes. And this is our first musical instrument. I just think this is super cool.
And the guy that's playing, his wife is going, he can't make a living doing that. It's all well and good. Right.
And then 50 years later, he said, we need to get the band together again.
Right.
We'll get this posted up on the Bob and Sherry Facebook. This is Bob and Sherry.
Sign up for our newsletter. We never spam you.
Never did.
Get Bob and Sherry exclusives. Just go to bobandsherry.com.
I am not an overly nosy person. I just don't have that much interest in what everybody around me is into. Like Mary is very interested in people and she wants to know what they're into. But boy, oh boy. I was in the parking lot of the grocery store that I go to, and it's a nice grocery store, and I so wanted to know what was going on with this family. I was walking out with my groceries, and a pack of, it looked like 14, 15-year-olds started walking in front of me, and they were out in the parking lot itself. There was a girl, she looked like she was 14 years old, maybe 15 years old, and she was just kind of dancing along and by herself and talking with a guy. And there were three other kids, a couple of girls and a guy. And they were all very animated. And I went, wow, they're having a good time. All of a sudden, I don't know where she came from, this mom, and I think she was the mom of the girl, started screaming like this. Get in the blanking car! Get in the car. And she was screaming, using the F word, for all to hear, screaming at this girl. And she said, he's dead. He's dead. I guess referring to one of the boys that she was with. And I've never seen anything like it. It was like right out of a movie. And the mom would not give up screaming at her. Then went over, grabbed her by the shoulders, and started pulling her. The father was there. The father was there. And I think they were visitors to our part of the world. And pulled her. He kept saying, get in the car. Get in the car. But the mom was just unloading. I've never seen anything like it. They finally get her into the car. And I looked. I'm not going to say which state it was from. It was a Midwestern state, which surprised me. And then they drove off, and as I drove, got in my car, I drove by a guy who was working in the store, and he was outside having a cup of coffee. And I looked at him, and I said, wow. And he looked at me and went, wow.
What if what you witnessed was a kidnapping? Did you ever think about that?
Oh, no. No, these people knew each other. I know what you're saying, but these people knew each other. You could tell she was the mom. There was no doubt in my mind. And he was the father, and he was embarrassed.
You tell the truth. You thought You thought those were going to be New Jersey plates. You tell the truth right here in front of God and everybody. You were shocked.
I did.
It was Indiana. Yeah, you were shocked.
I was very surprised. It was a non-Midwestern thing to do. It was something. It's Bob and Sherry.
Don't pay retail for your diamond engagement ring or gift. Come to CleanOrigin.com. Founded by a leading family in the diamond industry for more than a century, we're experts in lab-grown diamonds because that's all we do. Clean Origin, the only diamond jewelers who give you a 100-day, no-questions-asked return on your purchase. Head to CleanOrigin.com or one of our retail stores and mention code RADIO10 for 10% off your purchase. That's CleanOrigin.com, code RADIO10.
Now, let's open up the Bob and Sherry Archive Vault.
I got a DM on Facebook the other day from our listener, Danelle. Hi, Danelle. And she said, I'm trying to tell my coworkers some of Bob's names, and all I can think of is the Hound of New Haven. But what is that creepy Bob name? Uncle, I'm trying to remember. So I was like, Uncle Creepy or Uncle Pillow? So I sent both of them to her.
Uncle Creepy is a character I used to do. I have to be honest, I don't even know where you came up with Uncle Pillow. But I don't know what the derivation of that was, but it's worse than Uncle Creepy.
How did we come up with Uncle
Pillow? So Bob was talking about his monogram pillows that he used to have on the couch.
Yeah, on the white couch.
When he was, and so then all of a sudden we were talking about people coming over, like small kids coming over
to
your house.
Yeah, and they weren't allowed to touch Uncle Bob's monogram pillows.
And then we just jumped to Uncle Pillow.
And so they just stopped calling him Uncle Bob, and they started calling him Uncle Pillow because of his pillows. But seriously, is there a creepier name than Uncle Pillow?
I don't think so. No. And by the way, that was a different marriage, and those pillows were monogrammed, but not with my initials.
Oh, I know.
I don't remember myself telling kids don't put your head on those pillows.
We probably have
that Uncle Pillow thing.
We probably have it in the archives, so don't argue with us.
I don't want you to bring it up anymore because it is really the creepiest name.
I mean, honestly, like in the world that we live in, would you be even a little bit surprised if one day you were scrolling your news feed and it said something like, federal authorities indict Tommy Wayne Jackson, a.k.a. Uncle Pillow.
Oh, he's guilty. He's a pervert. He's a disgusting man. Should never see the light of day.
You took one look at that, and you're going to your friends. Did you see this Uncle Pillow freak?
It's true. Let's say, you know what would happen? Let's say for some reason I lose my mind and I start dating underage girls, which, by the way, is an impossibility because I've had enough of underage girls around my house. So I don't want to have anything to do with him. But the news report would be, Robert Lacey has been arrested for dating underage girls. Mr. Lacey, also known as Uncle Pillow. Why is it so creepy? I guess a pillow is such a personal thing, isn't it?
There's something, the word uncle is... It's a wonderful thing to be an uncle, but the word uncle, you have to be careful what you park it next to.
You know, that's very, very true. Yeah.
Uncle Tickle.
Yeah, that's not good. Oh, that's really bad. Did we know an Uncle Tickle? Why does that just... No, I'm serious.
Todd.
How did that just come into your lexicon?
We know an Uncle Tickle.
Has there been an Uncle Tickle on the show? Or more than the news story? I mean... Uncle Tickle.
There was an Uncle Daddy on the show.
Oh, there was an Uncle Daddy.
Yeah. See, the word uncle, word aunt is not dangerous way the word uncle
is. Why is that, I wonder?
I looked it up on the internet. There's an Instagram account called Uncle Tickle, and it's at Tickle Torture.
Oh, there it is.
Think of all the innocuous things. Uncle Tickle, Uncle Finger, Uncle Pillow.
Yeah. Boy, you don't have a problem just listing them right off, do you?
I mean, you know that I'm like ever vigilant against any kind of pervert or assailant. What are some other things that you can't put next to Uncle?
I tell you, I feel better about being Uncle Pillow than Uncle Finger. Or, you know, I'm just going to say thanks for bringing that one up. Because I think Uncle Finger's getting about 5 more years than Uncle Tickle.
What about Would it be okay to be like Uncle Muffin? Could you be Uncle Muffin?
No. It's a lot better than the others. But you're still going to jail. And then in jail, what's your nickname? Uncle Muffin?
Come on, there must be some like fun nickname that can go next to Uncle that doesn't sound like an offender.
Let me think. Uncle Sporty. Uncle Pizza.
Uncle Pizza would be okay.
Uncle Pizza's okay, right?
Uncle Pizza.
You're taking him for pizza all the time?
Don't be Uncle Sporty because you don't want the same name as a Spice Girl.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, that's true too.
Uncle Pizza sounds like the name of a pizza of a mom and pop pizza restaurant. Yeah. Uncle Pizza.
Uncle Pizza.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Uncle Pizza.
Yeah. From now on, any reference to me with the uncle thing. I'm Uncle Pizza.
Uncle Finger is just awful.
Well, you came up with it. Why are you looking at me like, oh, that's awful? That just came right off your lips awfully quickly, Missy.
You know what? I might want to expand beyond the investigation discovery.
Bob and Sherry books, swag, and the mother of all mothers merch. Just hit shop at bobandsherry.com.
We really do love hearing from y'all for a lot of reasons. One of those reasons being that if y'all are talking, that gives us a chance to eat. And so let's see what we have here on the Talkback in the Bob and Sherry app, which is free in Google Play and the Apple Store, or you can give us a call on an actual telephone at 844-52-SHERI.
Hey, guys. I was listening to the genetic traits thing with the ears and all that, and I was remembering the days of learning about genetics many years ago, back when I was in elementary school, and everyone was asked if they could roll their tongues, and I can roll my tongue, and, you know, that's kind of a boring parlor trick, because you either can or you can't. I can also, I found out, raise one eyebrow easily, my left one better than my right one. I can raise them both in succession, which is exciting. And I can not only roll my tongue, I can flip my tongue to one side and flip it the other side. They said most people can only flip it to one side. Some people can't flip it at all. I can flip it both ways. And I would totally send you a video, but I think it might get censored. Anyway, that's all I really wanted to say, apart from you guys are amazing, and I look forward to listening to you every day for the past, like, 25 years. Thank you so much for everything you do, and have a great day. Bye.
Her husband is a very lucky man. He really is.
I think she's just showing off. She's showing off. That's amazing. So? Yeah. She can do all of that. Yeah.
She's a decent human being, and also she won't do this, but I think if she just had an OnlyFans where all she did was raise one eyebrow at you while flipping her tongue, I think there's revenue there. Yeah.
Her tongue does more work than a cousin that I have. Seriously.
No,
that's
kidding.
That's a hard working tongue.
Speaking of OnlyFans, because girl, you are leaving, I think, some dollars on the table by not just dead into the camera, raise an eyebrow, roll your tongue. There's an audience for that out there that's willing to pay. If you had to, like, let's say something happened and you have got to bring some income in, and the deal is it can only be on OnlyFans, what do you think you could monetize? What skill or personality trait or whatever could you monetize on OnlyFans? Lamar, you want to go first?
Yeah. I can turn my eyelids inside out and keep them there for days.
Oh, my God. That's the worst.
I hate that. I can do it for days.
You can do that, or you would do that? Oh, stop talking. Stop talking.
What are you talking about? It's nothing to it. Once you get them on, then you see, you can do whatever. Mm. You can drive down the road. Winking's hard. Winking is hard with the eyelids flipped. But other than that, I mean, it's not that big a deal.
You guys, when I was like a senior in high school, so my older brother is 4 years ahead of me. So I'm a senior in high school, and one of my girlfriends is there for a sleepover, and my brother and his buddies are sitting out on the back deck suffering from their allergies as they did like all year round. It was terrible, right?
It's amazing. Yeah.
And so my grandmom says to me and my friend Georgette, she says, watch this. So She takes her hair, which is dyed jet black like Elvis, and she usually wears it up in like a bun. She takes her hair and shakes it out, and now it's like past her shoulders. She pops out her partial, turns her eyelids upside down, and yells, "Marky, come in here. I need help." And the screen door bangs open, and my brother and two of his friends burst in, and my grandmother looks at them, the long black hair, the missing teeth, and the eyelids turned off.
Oh, my God. How old was she?
Oh, she was probably like, you know, maybe 65. But here's the thing. Everybody wanted to hang out at our house because it was so much unpredictable fun. Now, those boys were out on the back deck smoking hash. I want you to imagine, I don't even know what that buzz is like. I want you to imagine being baked on hash and walking into that.
Not a good thing. No.
We were on the floor laughing. Lamar,
you talk about a buzzkill.
I have never even wanted to flip my eyelids upside down. How in the world did you discover you could do that?
When I was a kid, I hadn't done it in a good while. I just sent y'all a picture.
I don't know. I want to see it.
Oh, I'm not. No. I'm not looking at that.
I learned to do it with an eraser on a pencil. I'd hold my eyelid out and push my eyelid down with a pencil eraser and then pull it back. And anyway, but I finally got, well, I can do it with both hands. I'm ambidextrous on this. I can take both hands, do them all both at the same time.
Pumpkin, you know that I love you and I am your biggest fan. But if you'd have taken that pencil and did some math with it, how different the future might have been.
Wouldn't be sitting here, sadly. So say this is good. Yeah. This is why I'm sitting here.
I can't look. It's Bob and Sherry.
Use the talk back feature.
Talk back feature
on the free Bob and Sherry app and leave us a message.
We're celebrating Catter Day every day at BobandSherry.com. Send us a picture of your cat and you can win a cat scratch and box from Hide and Scratch. Hide and Scratch keeps the mess of cardboard scratchers in the box and provides a great place for your cats to snuggle up. Check it out, hideandscratch.com.
There was a section in the Sunday New York Times that I'd never seen before. It was sponsored by Cartier, the watch and jewelry company, and it's a collection of moments in people's lives that were very meaningful to them, and it's expressed through love for the most part. It could be self-love. It could be the love of a man for a woman. It could be the love of a child for a parent. It could be just a moment of tenderness between a stranger and you. And so I've selected a few. There's no big laughs here. It's not life-changing, but it's just interesting how these people were touched by a really quick moment in their lives. And let's begin with this one. This person is from Mexico. The name is Alexa, believe it or not. And she said, "I've had four pregnancies, each involving weeks of bed rest. Every time, my friends cooked meals for me, shared my household chores, and pretty much took over my life for all four pregnancies." That's a person who has some really good friends. Yeah, this next person says, "I remember the moment I decided to change my life. I left a job that no longer represented me, and I chose to follow my greatest passion." Does not say what that passion is. This person says, "One day I woke up to a life-changing email about a major career win. The first people I called were my two best girlfriends." This is a woman. "I'll never forget sitting on the stairs of my house in my pajamas as they screamed how proud they were of me. It was a shared victory." I just think that's the sweetest thing. This person says, "At least once a week, my boyfriend will look at me and acknowledge some crazy, chaotic thing that happened in our day or in the world, and then say, I'm so glad we have each other." You know, if you find somebody that you experience that with on a regular basis, boy, you made the right choice for a partner. This is really sweet. "My sister is my best friend. We found her old diary when she was 9 years old. I was going on a school trip and she was counting down the days. Adele is leaving in a month. Adele is leaving in a week. Adele is leaving in 2 days. She wrote that every day until I came back. So eventually it was, Adele is coming back in 4 days. Adele is going to be here tomorrow. From a 9-year-old. How sweet is that?
It's adorable.
To realize that you impacted your sister that strongly. This person is from Paris, France. We'd known each other for 15 years. He wanted to be a dad and was looking for a surrogate. I told him, I'm 34. I'm not into traditional relationships. But let's create a family together. I found out I was pregnant in October, and we have a special friendship, and I know I'll create a special kid. Now, that is an unusual relationship. But these things happen out in the world. This person said, when my husband and I fight, I feel miserable, but I never want to break the silence first. And he always ends up being the one who does. The fact that she acknowledges that is so meaningful, because there's something in her that says, I don't know what it is about me, but I'm not going to break the silence and say I'm sorry. But she knows that he's always going to do that. And the most important part is she appreciates it. This person says, I grew up as an only child. I always wanted a sister. But when I met this friend, I realized what I needed was an older brother. When I get quiet, whether I'm drowning in work or just having a bad moment, I get a call from him, and his first words usually are, yo, what's up with you? Exactly what a brother would say. This person, a lot of them seem to be from Paris, said, I left my purse with my credit cards, my passport, everything on a train during rush hour. This man found it. He tracked me down on social media. Our children are now friends. I mean, what a moment. And then to have it carry on through your own children is just so fantastic.
Yeah. That's a very cool stranger. That's a very cool stranger. It really is.
Yeah. And I'm going to end with this one because it really spoke to me, because it was one of the things I did early in my relationship with Mary. This person is from Brooklyn, New York, and they said, I started my own business, and the care my husband has put into helping me set up my studio makes me feel super loved and supported during a big transition. When Mary opened her first office as a therapist, I secretly went behind her back and bought the couches and bought the chairs and all the stuff that she would need in this one little room. And every time I went in there to pick her up, I always felt good about that. So there they are. That's Thank cool. you. New York Times. There's some sweetness out there. It's Bob and Sherry.
Instant access to the podcast, podcast, fun size, and more with the free Bob and Sherry app.
I fell into some clickbait. An article hit my news feed, and it had such an intriguing headline. I thought, oh, I should read this. We should probably talk about this on the show. The clickbait headline was, these sneaky foods are making you gain weight and you don't realize it. And I was like, oh, is it going to be stuff like carrots? You know, because there's so much like natural sugar in a carrot. What could it be? Well, let me tell you something. Muffins, potato chips, pasta, alcohol, eating out at restaurants, and creamy salad dressings are not surprising to me as sneaky foods that are causing
those were sneaky
weight.
No.
Those are the sneaky.
Those were sneaky.
There, have you ever even considered the possibility of a sneaky muffin? The closest the world gets to a sneaky muffin is a rice cake. Okay, that is a sneaky muffin. There is no such thing as a sneaky muffin.
No.
Who, show of hands, are you just hearing today for the first time that eating a lot of potato chips could be problematic? Anyone? Well,
they seem Listen. So light and fluffy.
I thought
it
was a health food. It was a potato.
A vegetable.
It's good for you. Yes, a vegetable.
Let me just say, pasta is one of my best friends, and I excuse pasta for not having to be perfect, okay? No one's perfect. So I know what I'm eating when I get it, and I'm still going to enjoy it.
potato chips, pasta, alcohol, creamy salad dressings. Wait, you're telling me that Hidden Valley Ranch is not a refreshing calorie-free beverage that I should just drink right from the bottle? Like, what? I know better than to click on this stuff. I cannot believe I clicked on this. So now you can be spared the news that muffins are sneaky. And if you eat a bunch of them, ruh-roh.
Yeah. Whoever's writing that is filling space.
They just need the clicks. It's Bob and Sherry. Yeah. Thank you so much for listening to the Bob and Sherry podcast, the Oddcast, and Talking Lamar. We would love it if you would subscribe, rate, and review, and maybe share it with a friend on Facebook, Instagram, wherever you go. And thank you again so much for listening.
Don't pay retail for your diamond engagement ring or gift. Come to CleanOrigin.com. Founded by a leading family in the diamond industry for more than a century, we're experts in lab-grown diamonds because that's all we do. Clean Origin, the only diamond jewelers who give you a 100-day, no-questions-asked return on your purchase. Head to CleanOrigin.com or one of our retail stores and mention code RADIO10 for 10% off your purchase. That's CleanOrigin.com, code RADIO10.